Well, we tried to do this a year or so ago, but we're going to do it again. John Williamson is on his Winding Back tour, coming to the Princess Theatre on Friday week, the 23rd of September. And we're catching up again. John, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, Jules. Finally, we're going to get there.
Well, it's only been, when you think about it, 50-plus years in the making for the Winding Back tour.
Yes, 52 years last June. Old Man Emu was released in 1970, June the 4th.
Wow.
So that's how I work out how long I've been in the game. Yeah, no, it's still fun to do. You know, I think the break did me good, actually. It was a bit of a reflection time.
So the show is going to be even better then?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I'm probably more relaxed. And as you know, there's new stuff I've been putting in. I haven't stopped writing.
Yep.
And, you know, I've got the best band I've ever had, so it's all a lot of fun, you know.
Awesome. That is wonderful. Now, I need to just go back to the Tamworth Country Music Festival. Were you honoured with the bronze statue? Did that happen?
Of course I was. How many people get a bronze made of them, you know?
True.
Yeah, it's very flattering, and I'm not saying that the statue itself is flattering. You never know. Look, it's weird looking at yourself, you know, but I'm warmed by the fact that kids, even when I'm gone, will rub up against me and, you know, and have a photo with me. And, you know, I think it's nice that it'll be there forever, one thinks.
And you've
and the Governor General was there to present it to me. How about that?
Awesome.
So, our real head of state.
Yes. Well, I was about to say, on our Governor General, of course, only last week it was the death of the Queen. I'm sure in all of your years you would have met the Queen, wouldn't you?
No.
You're kidding me.
No.
I'm really surprised. So,
well, I haven't met the King either.
Fingers crossed in the next couple of years, King Charles III will pop down and say good day.
Yes, I'm considering next time that when they bring the coins out with his head on them, we'll have to call a dollar a Charlie, I think.
You will, won't you? Now, you have got many honours, including the ARIA Hall of Fame. You've got an Order of Australia. You've got 28 Golden Guitar Awards. Have you won any more since I'm looking at this?
No.
Oh.
Oh, 28's enough. I'm
28.
Break records.
Where do you keep all of your awards anyway, John?
Well, I've got an office in Sydney, in the city, and I built a shelf in the office just for the golden guitars. So I don't need any more because I don't think any more will fit.
I was about to say, that's a big shelf.
Yeah, it's a long shelf.
It certainly is.
It's got the ARIA sitting on in one end.
So nothing for the pool room at home or anything?
Well, the office is part of my home anyway.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah. But I've got a shed up north in Queensland where I've got a hell of a lot of stuff, but this is more personal, I guess.
Yes, yes. Well, look, you've been around for many, many years, 52 plus at this point. You've sold over 5 million albums as well. How many songs... and we know that Old Man Emu was the first, but how many songs would you have actually written, John?
Look, I tried to count it about 12 months ago, and I got bored with trying to work it out.
Really?
But I know I got up to well over 400 a few years back, so it must be around about the 500 now, I think.
Wow, that is incredible, and I've never written one song and probably never will. I'm just not creative like that. So for the lucky people that are getting along to see you, take two as such, what are some of the songs that they can expect to hear on the night?
Well, I know they expect to hear the ones that they always want to hear,
yes.
You know, whether it's The Raining on the Rock or True Blue or Old Man Emu. They're the first three that come into my mind.
Yes.
But, you know, I'll sing... You Always Return to Tassie when Tassie is Where You're From. That's my Tassie song.
Good.
And but you know, I take my songs. I take people right around Australia during my show. You know, so I've got songs from all over the place, and I always do. I put three songs together that always work together. There's one called Three Sons, which is about the three sons out on the station west of Alice Springs.
Yeah.
And I follow that with Sidey, which is about the connection between a dad and his daughter who he didn't have any sons on the land, and Sidey's his sidekick.
Yes.
And that gets to the blokes especially. Well, I guess most people. Then I follow that with a song for the mums, which is Cootamundra Wattle. So
yes.
That's one little tree I always do, you know. But I don't make up my mind 100% until the day, really. I think, you know, what I feel like doing today, you know. Because I don't have a support act, it gives me a chance to do most of the songs that people want to hear, you know.
Well, that's true, because you can just stay on there all night.
Kind of. Well, about 2 hours, 20 minutes, I think, is what I'm on stage for, with, you know, without the break.
Fantastic. Well, John, it'll be great to have you back again. Tickets are available now. It is happening. It's definitely happening at the Princess Theatre, Friday week, the 23rd of September. Get your tickets now. John Williamson is part of your Winding Back tour. You enjoy, and thanks so much for talking today.
It's been fun, Jules. Thank you. I can't wait to see you all.